7. Very much appreciate it.
We come to you, and oh God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. We send our deepest condolences to the Imam of the time, Imam al-Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman, and to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and to all of mankind, and to all of those who have an iota of love in their heart for the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. For yesterday was the day of Ashura, the most heinous and the most, saddest of days in the history of Islam. It was a day when that particular individual who was so much loved by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was brutally massacred together with his family, his companions, his close associates, himself and his children, by those very same people who claimed to love his grandfather and who sought the intercession of his grandfather on the Day of Judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of the true mourners of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is a book that goes a little bit before Ashura. A book that looks at the steps the Imam took and the sayings that the Imam did on his way from leaving the blessed sanctuary of Medina, Makkah, and then on the way, obviously, towards Karbala. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will be introducing the book to our dear listeners. Please do not go away.
Again he looked at the horizon, the swords were waiting for he. It was the last night that the moon could see his shining face like a tree. Again he looked at the horizon, his children were waiting for he.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. Again, my sincerest and deepest condolences to you all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our mourning, accept our grief for the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. The book that we would like to introduce today is a book that is titled simply Ashura. It is a book that was originally written in Arabic by Sheikh Muhammad Mahdi Al-Asifi rahmatullah alayh, who is a person or a scholar who is originally of Iraqi origin, was a person who struggled against the oppressive Ba'athi regime in Iraq, had, gone to certain other countries such as Iran, Kuwait, and so on and so forth, and was also a member of the High Council of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam wal assembly and its secretary general for a while. So Ayatollah Asifi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise his status, is the author of this book. And this book obviously was written in Arabic and it was translated by Umar Kumu and published by the Ahlul Bayt wal assembly in the holy city of Qum. So this book speaks about, again, the uprising of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and mentioned that it is replete with ideas, concepts, values, and beautiful scenes, the like of which are rarely witnessed in the words and deeds of others. And then Iqbuk continues, or rather the author continues, and says that the present book is an effort in that direction. What? To guide people towards the beauty of the mission of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. But I cannot be sure that it has achieved its goal. This is the author saying out of his humbleness, and you can see the greatness of the author in these words. All the same, I have tried, knowing success is from God alone. So the book contains 9 chapters, starting with the chapter titled Critical Juncture in the Life of Mankind, and then ending with the chapter titled The First Speech of Imam Hussein's alayhimus salam's uprising. So the book goes through that particular movement of the Imam from Medina, the historical events, the speeches of the Imam, and what lessons can be learned from looking at the life and these speeches and the movement of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam up until the day of Ashura. Inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading a small passage from this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned. Mawlana, Mawla Hussein. Mawlana, Mawla Hussein. Mawla ya Hussein. Mawla Hussein. Mawlana, Mawla Hussein. Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we have introduced to our dear listeners is the book titled Ashura by the esteemed marhum Sheikh Ayatollah Muhammad Asifi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise his status. Rahmatullah alayh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also be pleased with him. And this book, as we mentioned, looks at the lessons that one can derive from the journey and from the occurrences and the events that happened in this movement of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So one of the chapters that the Sheikh brings is titled The Story of How Al-Hur Tried to Escape Fighting Hussein alayhi salam. So obviously we all know the story of Hur. So this is how Sheikh Asifi puts it. He writes, "Let us glance at Al-Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi, may God have mercy on him, in a similar situation, and see how this noble general of the Umayyad army attempted to avoid the point of separation and tried to free himself from the ordeal of having to fight the leader of the youth of paradise without his losing anything of the world. The historians record that Al-Hur met Hussein alayhi salam at the station of Dhu Husam and requested the latter to accompany him to Ibn Ziyad in Kufa. Hussein alayhi salam answered him, 'Rather you will die before achieving that.' Al-Hur said, 'Then take a median road between us, which will neither lead you to Kufa nor back to Medina, till I am able to write to Ibn Ziyad. Perhaps God may bring about my exemption and save me from your affair.' Then he added, 'I adjure you by God, for your own sake, do not fight. For I am sure that if you do, you will surely be killed.' Al-Hur was doing all he could so that God would save him from fighting Hussein alayhi salam and committing the most atrocious, should be, but here he says, abominable of all sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of the true mourners and those who truly understand the mission and the objective of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Inshallah, until our next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.